To another episode of the Sidecar Coffee Podcast. My name... Oh. My name is Lewis.
I'm Caleb.
And Caleb's ready to be back.
Dude, I'm so ready to be back. We're back. We just got off of spring break. Hopefully you saw our Instagram post. Lewis, where were you at?
I went to a little trip to the Smoky Mountains.
Ooh, were they smoky?
They were... It was kind of mad because the whole trip, we had like really nice weather. And they were not smoky. I wanted a refund, dude. But on the last day, we actually had a cloudy day, and so they were smoky. So.
I like when they're smoky.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How about you, man?
Dude, I went to New York City.
New York.
Yeah, I got a video I have to show you later of some rats that I saw. Me and Lily were walking.
Did you see a rat king?
The rat king, actually, to you. Mr. Rat King, if you would.
Is that what the locals call him? You had to respect him.
Yeah, he's just taking over Times Square. Okay.
Anyway, so today, let's drink some coffee first, Caleb.
Yeah.
We got a sidecar right in front of us. What are we drinking?
Oh.
Speaking of your New York trip,
oh,
this coffee is from said New York trip.
Yeah, it is. So I stopped by Dayglo. Shout out to Johnny, Tom, and Josh out there. Super nice. Thank you guys for having me. Let me hang out. You guys are awesome. I picked up coffee from Process Coffee. They're a roastery out in Belfast, Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And so Dayglo is a multi-roaster.
As well as a roaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're very much, if you guys have listened to our comeback episode, same thing. They roast their own coffee, but they also house other roasters from around the world. I mean, they had like...
They had a lot.
There was like on the shelf was like 13 different roasters, and then all their stuff on.
It's really cool. If you guys want to check out Dayglo's website, they have so many different coffees on their website, as well as if you live in Chicago, California, or New York.
Yep,
they have their whole wall is full of a plethora of different coffees.
They.
But we're drinking one from Process.
Yeah, we are. So, yeah, I picked up one. I also picked up one from Dayglo, but it's just not with us right now. It's at my house. But wait, this one from Process. Process is super cool because of their packaging. It's really different. They package it. The box looks exactly like a VHS tape box.
Yeah, and if you're too young to know what that is, look it up.
Yep, look it up. It's on a...
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think Urban Dictionary has VHS tape on it, so just look it up. Yeah, VHS tapes were cool back in the day, and it even like the box on the side has like the coffee's information on like a VHS tag. It's really cool. So check them out. They very much is like a lot of attention to detail within this roastery, and they've just been doing some cool stuff. So check them out.
Yeah, and so we're drinking a Guat today.
Yeah, Guatemala.
Is it a washed?
About to find out. Natural. I'm calling it natural.
It's natural.
That's what I thought.
From Guatemala, from El Panal.
Looks like it.
What are
the notes given? Well, actually, we'll taste it first. Wait, what are we drinking here?
We got a sidecar. We got a shot of espresso and a 6-ounce latte.
Wow. Cool.
I don't feel comfortable in explaining what a sidecar is.
All right. And so a sidecar is a 6-ounce milk beverage with espresso in it, and then that same espresso served on the side.
It doesn't have to be a 6-ounce milk beverage.
In our case. It's a 6-ounce.
But any milk beverage will do.
But any milk beverage. It could be a 32-ounce if you wanted it.
Whole gallon.
Get the souvenir cup.
Let's taste it.
Let's taste her.
The first shot pulled okay.
She sprayed.
Second shot turned off my scale.
Yeah, we had some issues with the naked portafilter spraying on the second shot. Let's see.
It's really silky. Definitely over extracted.
Ooh, but I like that.
But it's like, what's that ice cream with like every different flavor in it?
Sherbert. What?
Sherbert.
I don't think that's what you meant.
That is but exactly go what for it. That's what it tastes like. Sherbert.
It's not like Neapolitan? Is that what you're going for?
Bro, the sherbert ice cream is a thing, and that's what that tastes like. Sir.
Somebody fat check them.
Bro, what? Have you never heard of sherbert?
Look it up. I know what sherbert is, but you just like, I don't know, you said that ice cream with all the flavors in it, and my brain went Neapolitan.
That's three flavors. Sherbert falls.
And sorbet and ice cream includes...
Oh, you're talking about like rainbow sherbet.
It's citric acid.
Or you can't even read.
Stop. Hey, talk about the milk drink.
I'll talk about the milk drink. So the milk beverage, we have a 6-ounce milk beverage here. It's, yeah, I'll taste it. That'll be a good start.
Okay, sherbet ice cream flavor. Lime, lemon, orange, blue moon. What? Beer. Mango, pineapple, banana, peach, grape, watermelon, strawberry, pomegranate, red raspberry, blueberry, black raspberry, orange, pineapple, black cherry, passion fruit, tropical island, coconut, pickly pear, pink lemonade, and green apple.
Can you say pickly pear again?
Nerf.
Prickly pear.
Nar.
You're spitting bars over there. Hey, well now, hey, look, tuned into Sidecar, and now you know what a sherbet is, so.
The milk beverage is pretty good.
Milk beverage is really good.
It's a little chocolatey.
Yeah. Super sweet. A little like.
Sharp orangey.
Mm-hmm. Really grape.
Yeah.
Big grape.
Grop.
Grappe.
And that's what the website says for.
Yeah, it says grape and you get sweet
lavender.
And complex.
That is, lavender. Yeah, it is a little like, I get that.
The milk beverage, yeah.
Sweet and complex. It is very complex. There's a whole lot of stuff.
I think the shot on the side was just the spraying was an issue and it's over extracted.
Yeah.
But
I mean, yeah.
It's still good.
Yeah.
It's still really good.
It's hard to dial in a coffee.
Like first time ever doing it. Yeah.
So in this episode, what we kind of want to do is go over kind of like all our past episodes, talk about Caleb's experience in New York a little bit, and then what kind of we have up next on the docket.
That's a real thing.
And just kind of just Houston update court. You guys on what's going on and how we feel like this has been going and how excited we are to continue doing this.
Yeah. Also, Lewis is going to talk about his time in North Carolina and what he experienced. We're just going to talk about coffee related things. maybe some not, but we just want to kind of really share what we've learned through this process so far. And again, what Lewis said, what's next up on the docket. So yeah, let's do this. Where are we starting, Lewis?
So first off, and I just want to thank everyone. I think the kind of impact this podcast has had for me and Caleb has been bigger than what we kind of thought starting this.
It's really hard to think about sometimes. It's honestly overwhelming where the people that we've been able to meet and just like the traction that we're gaining
off
that,
of just is, two kind of idiots talking to microphones.
Yeah, about coffee.
Just wild enough that we're able to do this. So I just wanted to thank you guys. Very much appreciate you guys. And this has become something that I look forward to and think about every single day. And it's just really awesome to have this kind of, and I know it's like a platform of like not a lot of people,
yeah,
but
like
it feels
maybe 40
to me,
consistently.
I don't know, man.
It feels
like,
big. It feels huge.
It's awesome. It's super motivating and it's just like, it's, I don't know, man. Like it's
huge.
So exciting.
Well, I mean, when we started it, we were very open about we're not here for numbers. We're not here to gain traction. We don't care. We just want to talk about coffee and then we want to talk to cool people through this platform. And we've been able to do that. And that's just been super cool. And yeah, again, just two college kids who bought microphones and said, let's do this.
So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you so much.
No matter who you are. Yeah, we really, really appreciate you guys. And going through that, I think the first episode to where I was like, you know, what the heck is going on is going to be that episode with Hayes. I think having someone on and, you know, someone saying yes to being on this thing that we created was kind of just like, pinch me, please. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, having someone allow us to bother them for an hour.
Yeah, like, it was so
pretty cool.
It was also weird because, like, that's a coffee shop that I've been going to for years. I went there all throughout high school, and they've kind of followed us along on this journey, and it's been super cool to see.
Yeah, like, it was like random. Caleb was like, dude, they just liked the post on Instagram, and I was like, what?
Yeah. I was like, they followed us. Wait, should we ask? And then they said, yeah, and it's just like, talking with people in the industry and gaining new perspectives is never a bad thing. No. Whatever industry you're in, like, just talk to people. It's so,
and I think it's
so
even
easy.
Better for, you know, allowing you guys to see different parts of the industry. And I think for me personally, it's really cool to see different people's take on the coffee industry and their own business kind of morals, idea, and ethics. And I think it's really cool because you get to hear all those different perspectives and they all kind of run in the same motion, but as well as being able to, you know, take things that they say, and it just allows you to kind of process what they say and develop your own kind of view on things and perspective. So I think, you know, I want to talk to as many people as we can. I don't
literally like, anyone and everyone.
I'm so, it's really cool. And again, like, I just want to keep bringing up like the motivation it brings to us to talk to more people, to talk about other people's experiences and to just build this kind of community in a way, but also just to create the best outlet for you guys. I think it's a way for people to kind of gauge a kind of looking glass into the industry by hearing like people talk.
Yeah. I mean, it's also just like, there's been a lot of questions that have been answered for me that that I've had for a while. And it's really interesting to hear people talk about things that I'm like, oh, well, I never thought about it that way.
Exactly.
And it seems like such a like, duh, but it's like without that person saying what they said, wouldn't have had it and wouldn't have solved that issue. But it's just been super cool. Like also just again, going back to perspectives and seeing like how we're all here for the same goal and achieving it in various ways. And seeing another company doing some really cool things and like how it relates to us is super cool. I don't know. That's
And talking to Hayes especially, he was a really, really cool guy. And hearing about kind of the, you know, I know nothing about Memphis in general, let alone Memphis culture, Memphis coffee culture.
Right.
And so it was really cool to hear, you know, him talk about that and how, you know, a company started and how he got his foot in the door and continued to be successful. So it's really cool to hear that. And it was something I took from that episode was just, you know, him talking about the comeback way of things. I think that was really cool for me to hear. And, you know, him talking about the community that he has and the things that he does and focusing on the smaller things and, you know, being intentional with what you're doing. Yeah. You know, that's something that we preach. And it was just cool to hear him talk about that. And, you know, I really enjoyed that conversation.
Yeah, it was such a cool conversation, too. And it just like it's just like talking with like-minded people is always super beneficial and rewarding, and no matter who you're talking to. And then also hearing him talk about Memphis and like, yeah, like I lived there for a while, but it's like, I didn't see it through his eyes. And so like for him to say that Memphis is an underdog in the coffee industry, it's so true. There's quite a few really good roasting companies out there that just aren't well known, and they're gaining traction now. And it's just really cool to see how they all work together as a community. And he was like, when I need something, I can hit up this person and they're like, to me in 30 minutes, no questions asked. And that's super cool. That's a really, really rare thing to see in any industry, that people are just constantly there for people, and that there's no competition. It's all community, and that's really cool to see. Mm-hmm.
I really like his kind of approach on, you know, I think specialty coffee is a scary thing regardless of where you're at. And I think, you know, their kind of approach to that is really cool, you know, just...
Yeah.
It's a pleasing and having that, those sodas, dude. Oh my gosh.
They're
like,
so
that's
good.
Insane.
Yeah.
And that can even just be like a little step into someone into specialty coffee and going into there and wanting to get out of their comfort zone a little bit. I think that's really cool.
Well, cause specialty, it's much more than these like amazing coffees that taste like raspberry, jasmine tea and lemonade. Like, you know, it's much more than that. And it's just creating new ways of looking at coffee and experiencing coffee. Mm. And so, yeah, like it honestly, like that was those sodas for me, like while I was in high school, was something that I was like, oh, this is weird. Like there's coffee in here. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, and just made me think differently about coffee. And then I'm like, okay, so obviously this goes deeper. And then that led to then during COVID, like researching more and more into coffee, and now we're here. So it's like, yeah, it really can happen. These little things that people do that are just super cool can impact people in different ways. And but being intentional about it is also really fun. And then also just like doing things because you want to do them, not because anyone says that it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I do like that. And I definitely, I can't stop thinking about like trying to find a weekend that we can go down there. Yeah. I'm buying a plant from that shop.
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that greenhouse was super cool.
It looked really cool. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Just thankful for Hayes for allowing
thank
us
you, Hayes. It
and
was...
being that first kind of introduction into you. Interviews and, you know, just gaining perspectives. And really that's what like sparked that like, holy crap, like I like wanting to be that kind of like, I don't know, just like wanting to build like a bigger community and, mm-hmm. and being that like hearing different, like I can't get over how cool it is hearing different perspectives. Like I don't think I'll ever get tired of talking to someone in the industry and hearing their story and hearing what, you know, like just two passionate people talking is awesome, especially when you care mm-hmm. about the same thing. So
yeah. Yeah. And coffee,
really cool.
Yeah. Coffee people are just cool. Also, it's like, I don't know, like people go through different things in the industry and it's like sometimes you can relate to it, sometimes you can't, but like it's really cool just to hear, oh, when we started up, X, Y, and Z happened and we had to go through this, this, and this, and it's like, oh, wow, that's, I like, if I was put in that situation, I would have never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like providing this platform for people just to talk and like share their perspectives on coffee has been super fun. Like, obviously, like, we're not a huge platform, but like, we are a platform nonetheless, and it's just been super cool to like give these people who we think are really big in the industry and we think are really, really cool a chance to really speak about what they've gone through and how they view the industry and what direction it should be going in and giving people the opportunity to hear them.
Yeah, I think it's really cool being able to share that and help people understand, you know, what people go through in this industry and like what all is involved in getting you that beverage of
it's all passion
sweet coffee.
Yeah, sweet that
sweet bean
that,
juice.
Yeah.
That
cup of
and
Joe.
Yeah, going on to Pepe, man, like that,
dude,
it's
like,
still insane thinking we got that lovely man on a podcast is insane.
Yeah,
to me,
I mean, just like when the moment when he joined the Zoom call and like he was in the waiting room, I fully expected it to not even be Pepe. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just like,
there's
no
way this is real.
I was like, this is a scam.
I think
100%
me and Caleb both did not sleep the night before
at
the
all?
Whole week leading
like,
up to it was insane. And even just like the aftermath of that episode was just like, dude, what just happened?
What
is happening?
Yeah.
But just so much can be taken from that episode, and I encourage anybody, if you haven't listened to it yet, please go listen to it.
Go back.
It's just truly, truly, and I just can't believe it. And I think everything he talked about was really cool to hear, and again, so motivating, man. Like, oh my gosh.
Well, it's also the fact that like producers never get the chance to speak, and that's so dumb. Because they have opinions,
yeah, and
that
I think exactly
much
what,
more important than
yeah,
ours, honestly.
And
like,
it's stuff you would have never thought about, and insane to think about, like producers. Pepe being the first producer to have a roaster in South America,
that's wild.
That's wild.
Like South America,
it's
huge
something
country.
You would have never thought about, like roasters
yeah.
needing to taste their coffee, and I don't know, like I don't just
well,
so
yeah,
because cool.
it's always been like I mean, and the few
or
roasters
not being able to or like it's like over flame, like I don't know, man.
Yeah,
that's
well, and
crazy.
Like and the few people that have been able to taste their coffees, it's usually done in the States and shipped back to them.
Yeah,
but that's like after it's already been mm-hmm. placed on the website or on the shelves to sell. So it's
yeah,
like, it's
and
like,
and that's even if you get the opportunity to work with the roaster, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So it's like
yeah, and Pepe even said it in the episode, like. It really makes him sad when people like he just doesn't hear from people again. And so he really tries not to even work with people like that. And it's like if you're a roaster and you have the opportunity to connect with the producer in which you got your coffee from, just a simple thank you mm-hmm. is so it's so easy to reach out to people nowadays. Like yeah. we were on a Zoom call with Pepe in Ecuador.
Yeah,
that it's so easy.
I think. It was cool to hear him talk about, you know, like, yeah, and Pepe does reach out to so much. I remember the first time I got one of his coffees and I tagged his farm on the picture of the beans I got.
Yeah.
And it was from Thankfully, and I was like, dude, you just liked my story.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
He's so active on Instagram.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And that makes, I don't know, that's just insane to me. That
yeah, I guess, like, and also, like, people
so
are probably
small,
like, what, he's just
made
a...
my whole day.
Yeah, he's probably like a lot of people think he's just a producer, but like to us, He genuinely is a celebrity, and like when you really dive deep and see who he's worked with and the,
I think not only like who he's worked with and what he's done, I think his whole philosophy on what he does, yeah. I think is enough.
Also, what he's been able to build, like he's been able to build a very sustainable farm where he's able to pay his workers very well, and he's also just investing back into his community.
He also just speaks. He's a voice. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's cool to support that, and I think it's just like. He's just so cool.
It's also just cool to hear people that aren't afraid to talk. Like, yeah. He was super open about, like, issues within the industry and what we should do.
Akawa.
Yeah, Akawa is a popcorn maker. And I was like, wow. That's like, facts. He said it. Oh, facts.
Why is it $2,000?
Why is it? And then the commercial one's like $4,000. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, why? And it's questions that we haven't even thought of because we're just like, we just accept
it.
Yeah, we
just it in perspective.
Yeah, we just accept that, oh, yeah, that's the price for this expensive machine. But it's like, no, it's nothing more than a popcorn maker because you can roast coffee in a popcorn maker. So
I think, yeah, just talking to him and hearing from him and, you know, living in the moment. And that's something I've thought about constantly for the last 2 weeks is like appreciating what you kind of have and being passionate and loving, you know, life. And, you know, I think I've noticed it a lot, you know, making that cup of coffee and it being that drug that he was talking about.
Yeah. It's the one thing you have control over.
I think even like, you know, that other day when I forgot what we were doing, but we had that brew of coffee and then we went outside and went to the store or something. And I was just like immediately in a better mood. I was,
yeah.
And like, I don't know, man. Like I was literally like, dude, that's exactly what I needed. Like,
right.
I
also talked a lot about how people are so not willing to pay $12, $13 for a pour over coffee at a coffee shop where these people have worked really, really hard and the chain had to be, everything had to line up perfectly to get this coffee to the consumer. But people are going to go out and pay $14, $15 for an espresso martini and have like four of them and not care because they're going to get drunk. When really, in reality, and this is proven science, like coffee and caffeine can put you in a better mood. And also going through that process of just that one thing that you can control, it's very zen. Well, and that's just why we do it.
And I think especially going off of what he was talking about, like so many people need coffee. You know what I'm saying? They need it for work. They need it for their lives. But it's like they don't care what it is. But they'll go out and pay $40 for beer or a different type of alcohol.
$25
it's like make it make sense, dude. Make it make sense. For something you can't live without, why are you paying a dollar for a pound? You know
what I'm saying? Which, like, I get it. Like, it's
why are you not caring about the quality?
Right. I get it, but I don't get it.
You know what I'm saying? So right. I think also, you know, coming off of that episode is, like, appreciating agriculture. Understanding the process of what you're eating, of what you're consuming, and caring about sustainability, caring about you know, the earth that put us here, that we live on, that is the reason why, you know, everything happens in your entire life, like caring about.
Yeah, I always go back to kind of like the thought that I had during that episode of the fact that all agriculture is based on passion. Like everybody in the agriculture industry is not doing it for the money because the money's just not there. They're doing it straight out of passion because they love seeing what the earth can provide, and at any moment they can quit.
Yeah,
and we'd be incredibly screwed. Like just think about if all the wheat farmers in the world said screw it, done. That's wheat's a big thing. We need that bread.
Shout out wheat.
Yeah. I don't know why I went to wheat, but it's just like, it's just think about it. It's like everything that you consume, that you eat, it all starts from the ground.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man, that was like truly an amazing experience. And it was just like an hour talk with Pepe, but
I could have talked,
changed.
That could have easily have been a 5-hour episode.
I've listened to that episode 3 separate times. And I literally experienced it.
I put it on. Yeah. I put it on when I'm in the shower or like just chilling, doing homework. And I hear things that I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize we talked about that. But we're the ones who did it. Like, I learned something new from it every time. So if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to it. Just listening to Pepe and hearing what he has to say from the producer side of things is really eye-opening to the industry. And it's like you said, it's like a looking glass into the industry. If you're not into it, yet and you want to dive deep, I think this is really the thing that can get you there.
Yeah. And I think the one, you know, talking about that episode, and I just wanted to kind of touch on like the one thing or one of the things I kind of want to focus on and I personally like think about is just like understanding the whole process around, you know, being more, I guess like once you understand the whole process of kind of coffee, it makes you like want to experience it more. And I think like getting into something, just making sure you can get the most knowledge around that as possible. Cause like understanding, you know, getting into coffee, you're like, oh, I want to try these different things that taste different. Okay. Why do they taste different? What's a variety? What is a process happen? Like what is happening in processing coffee? And then you kind of realize all of those things have to do with the farmer that grew it. And then understanding like why that, first of all, like why that farmer's doing it, how long has they been doing it, what all goes into that, how big is their farm. Yeah. And I think it's really cool. And one, it first of all makes you want to try different things, but also in that process, you get to, you know, experience what this passion is that's in the industry, because not only are you tasting the passion that the farmer put into growing the beans and into processing the coffee, but you also get to experience the roaster's take on the coffee itself and trying to push out the best experience for you, the end customer, that they possibly can. And I think realizing that process within the coffee industry as a consumer is kind of like the end goal. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and that's the beauty of it all,
it's
you
a
know,
beautiful industry,
passing it through the hands and allowing you to consume it and to experience that drug and to, you know, appreciate all of the steps in the process and leading back into that farmer and wanting to pay for that experience, the true price, the price that it deserves, to go back into the farmer's hand. So it can keep happening. You know, that's a sustainable kind of chain that we want the industry to go into.
Yeah.
And just being able to, and I think for us, like being able to help people kind of step into the industry and step into beautiful coffee and experience that. And, you know, not after talking to Pepe, I went and bought his coffee from Onyx, that little 4-ounce container. I also bought another one of his coffees from Kyle out of September.
Yep.
So we have both of those kind of just chilling right now. I'm just letting them degas, but it's just, that just kind of helps me appreciate more like wanting to try more coffees and like looking into the 50 gram, looking into the 4-ounce and the 100 gram things, like just kind of, you know, like I don't want to be complacent. I want to keep trying new things, you know, seeing new varieties. You know, I've only ever had one Churoso, like trying that. I have a Whoosh Whoosh from Colombia.
Right.
That's a weird,
well, there's also,
you know,
like there's so much coming out now, and we're diving into a part of the industry now. Like we're stepping into a time in the industry where farmers are actually creating things that they come up with, not because we in the States have said, oh, this is what we want our coffee to taste like. It's they're taking their own original ideas, placing them into processing and marketing them as these new creations and these new inventions and innovations. And it's really exciting to see like what the people that work hands on with the crop day in and day out are able to come up with and new flavors that they're able to create.
I think it's really cool to experience something new and innovative and wanting to support, you know, that. So I agree.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to see and, you know, just stepping out of your comfort zone, even for us, when I feel like our comfort zone's pretty big.
Yeah.
I think that's something that I kind of want to focus on and just, you know, taste more things and just can, you know, try to build on my experiences and help other people kind of get into that zone.
Yeah. I also want
to share.
Yeah, I was just about to say I want to work more on like sharing. We do a lot of sharing as it is, but like there's more to be had. There's more people to reach out and talk to and just share coffee with and hopefully just like see like I was literally at a bar in New York this past week and I was at this bar. It was called On the Rocks, and it's a whiskey bar. All they serve is whiskey. And the bartender was like, what do you want? And I was like, I don't know. He was like, well, tell me what you like. And I was like, I'm a big coffee guy. I work in the coffee industry. I really like really complex things. Like, my palate's pretty developed. And he was like, I got you. And the lady sitting in front of me was like, you work in the coffee industry. She was like, what does that mean? And I was like, oh. And then she was like, well, there's like, you could be like a Starbucks barista, and that's like different than like you work at like a local place. I was like, yeah. So, you know, me and my partner, we're from Missouri, and I work at this one place and do roasting and manage and da-da-da, and went through the whole thing. And then she was like, okay, so like, why? And I was like, oh, this lady's like asking me questions. I'm like, girl, I'm at
that's
a bar.
Cool. It was see, it was so cool. You don't see a random stranger really caring.
No,
you know what
and,
I'm saying?
And in the middle of New York City, it was like, what? Why are you? These people are mean, right? No, they're not. And
I'm
so
I'm walking in.
Yeah. No, but she was super cool, and we got to talking, and I gave her some recommendations for spots out in Brooklyn, Say being one of them. I was like, honestly, start there, and have a conversation with your barista, and just ask, hey, what are your favorite spots in town? And really starting there, and asking the people that are working in the industry can lead you to experiences that you never thought you'd expect. Because she was like very open and was like, I want to do coffee better, because right now I just have a Keurig at home, and I know that there's more out there. My friend does like her own pour overs and stuff, and I've been really interested in it, and I just don't know where to start. And I was like, well, I know some places.
Hey, listen to the Sidecar Coffee podcast.
And then
I
plugged it. Yeah. And then I plugged it. I said, me and my friend Lewis, we do a podcast. Da, 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 da. And so hopefully she listens. And if you listen, I didn't catch her name, but it was cool meeting you. And
sick.
I hope you dive deeper into coffee. I think everyone should.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
So speaking about that experience in New York, how was the coffee experience in New York?
It was pretty awesome. I think, so I'm trying to think of like my favorite spot. I think I actually posted about it today on my Instagram. My favorite spot was this small cafe called Principles. It's over in Brooklyn in the Bushwick area. Yeah. Sure.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm not a local, so I don't know. But it's this small cafe, and the owner was actually working behind the bar and works behind the bar every day. And she, it's a multi-roaster place, which means that she wholesales from different places, has constantly rotating menu. It was just overall a really good experience. Like, she just wanted to talk with me about, like, anything and everything, and that was super nice. When I was ordering, I was like, what do you recommend on espresso? And she was like, this, and this is why I recommend this one. I think it has a few different complexities. And she was like, have you ever heard of this roaster? And I was like, no, their packaging looks cool, though. And then she just kind of talked about her time in the industry and why she opened this cafe. And it was to provide people with a unique experience and to provide them with just a fun space to just hang out in, because coffee doesn't always have to be this serious thing. And I was like, that's very true. Like, you should be able to walk in, learn a little bit, dip out, and that should be it. So, let's see. I also got to go to Crop to Cup, which Crop to Cup is a coffee importing company that we source from, for all of our roasting at the company I work at. And, it was super cool. I did a cupping with them. So it was really cool to see like how Q graders cup.
Yeah.
And so for people who don't know what a Q grader is, basically they're
professional coffee taster.
They take a bunch of classes.
To score coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're certified to score coffees. So importing companies will hire these Q graders on to score the coffees, and that kind of determines a price point for them.
It's in pretty much every ag industry for the most part. You score cotton, you can score a whole bunch
wine,
of different
wine's
stuff.
A big
that's
one
how
that people know.
You know, kind of pay for the product.
Yeah.
It has to be, you know, pay for what you get. So, go ahead.
Right. It was super cool. I've done many cuppings
back
before. I've done many cuppings before, and I was terrified the entire time until like we got about three cups in, and once we started talking about them, I realized
you started slurping.
Yeah, that good old. but so like it was just cool because like their palates are incredibly developed, but it was also really nice to like they complimented me and said my palate was right there with them, and I was like, that's coming from Q graders. I was like, you guys don't have to do like
stop,
no way.
Stop.
Yeah, but it was just super cool, and like just to hear like, I guess, like, their experiences in coffee and how long they've been working in coffee. And they're all, like, older, like, a good bit older than I am. And so it was, and they were, I got to talk to.
Caleb just called them old.
Yeah. Yeah, my bad. No, I mean, anyway, they're in their 30s, like, early 30s.
Me, but they were old.
Yeah. Older! No. It's, they were more so, like, just, I don't know, they're just older than me and have more experience. That's kind of what I was going for there. Sorry, I did not mean to call you old. But, like, they have kids. Like, they're old. Like,
chill.
I don't know.
All right, keep going, bro.
Okay, so it was super cool. It was a great experience. Tasting coffee with Q graders, nothing like it. And then,
well, especially, like, a big company like Crop to Cup, like, that's super cool.
It was super cool. Their office was sick, too.
Yeah.
It was just giant garage that they had decked out, and they had,
given,
like,
given the
level.
Opportunity to do that, that's insane.
Yeah, and then it's I got really to play cool. on a sample roaster, which was super cool. And then left there. I went to Say. If you don't know about Say, you should know about Say. Say is a really cool company.
We talked about them. Pepe talked about them.
Yeah, Pepe did some work with them. Really cool company. Got to meet their owner, talk with him. His name's Tobin, which is just a cool name.
You,
I think
you know a person's cool if their name's Tobin.
Yeah, Tobin. So, like, come on, man. Like, come on. Lord of the Rings name. Like, come on. Dude. Yeah. So he was super fun to talk to. Ended up giving me 2 free coffees, which was sick. I did not expect that at all. That was honestly mind blowing to me because me and Lewis have both followed this guy for a couple years now, and so it's like, what the heck?
Stop.
And yeah, I also got to check out Dayglow, which was super nice. Again, shout out Johnny, Josh, Tom. They were super great guys. I got to hang out in their space for a good bit. They just kept handing me coffees, and I just kept drinking them. I was incredibly over-caffeinated this whole trip. Got to check out Watch House, which was one that I never heard of, but they're apparently about to open 10 more locations in New York City, and they're from London, so they're a pretty big company. I tasted one of their coffees at Dayglow because they just had one, and they were brewing it. It was really good. It was like red gummy bears and like a Jolly Rancher candy. So it was super nice.
Do you know
super
the origin?
Sweet. I have a picture. The one coffee no. I took a picture of. The answer is no, but
maybe
it was a Columbia washed anaerobic.
Sick. Yeah, I really liked that process recently. I've been the
washed anaerobic.
The Honduras one I have upstairs. Like anything kind of processy but washed.
Yeah.
Just something about it's been it. Interesting to me to taste recently.
Well,
I've been
it's
kind
also
of
cause
floating
like,
towards that.
Yeah, I think with
it's
like
it's
natural
like developed or it's like interesting but clean. You know what I'm saying?
That I was just about to say because with naturals it gets a little winey, little boozy, and it's like it's good, but it's like I want to taste more of the origin.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just overall a really cool experience. New York City is just this is gonna sound super cliche, but there's such an energy that is unmatched. And it's just so. Again, it's just so cool to hear different perspectives and hang out with like-minded people. People that are in this giant city doing such a small thing.
The Big Apple.
The biggest apple, if you would. And they're people that me and Lewis look up to, but like the entire city of New York doesn't. And they're just doing it based on passion. It's all passion. And it's just super
grande.
Cool. And they also had really cool spaces. Like their spaces were just cool. Wanted to hang out in them. Everywhere I looked, there was something new. Lots of plants and say you would love it. I also got to check out Coffee Project New York. I got to go there to their academy location, which
bro,
basically.
You've been talking for like 15 minutes.
Sorry, my bad. My fault. It was a podcast, didn't it?
Keep going.
I did a lot, Lewis. There was a Coffee Project New York. They were super cool. Their academy location was awesome. They had their roaster and just a lab in the back. It was super awesome. Got to talk with Peace.
We're in the lab right now.
She's a barista that actually just competed in the U.S. competition, so hopefully she places really well. I think they're about to release their placings. We'll have to check that out. But yeah, so shout out Peace from Coffee Project New York. And that was it. How was your time?
I went to North Carolina, kind of the opposite experience.
Very opposite, if you saw our Instagram post.
Yeah, kind of the opposite of what Caleb. I stayed in Asheville for 2 days, which was cool. And I kind of brought my own coffee setup. I went with kind of a group of 5 people. And so like 3 of them didn't drink coffee. So it's kind of like, you know, obviously I'm like, hey, you guys want to try this? And they'll try it. But it's, you know, I don't want to force people to go to a cafe that they don't really want to go to.
I had 3 days by myself in New York. It's like, what else am I going to do?
And so I kind of just made my own pour overs in the morning. And then I ran out of filters and so and I ended up finding this place in Boone, North Carolina that had Kalita filters. Hatchet Coffee Roasters. So that's really cool. You know, it was very similar to Cape, I think. You know, a town of, I think it was 12,000 people.
Wow.
With a university, Appalachian State is there, so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Really cool. We ran at their track. It was really nice. But yeah, it was a lovely vacation. Really cool to hike. We hiked every single day. And yeah, it was just, it's cool to be in nature. Shout out to Ert and hang out with your friends. So I just kind of brewed my own pour overs. I went to Hatch and, or Hatchet, and that was a cool experience. I got a shot of espresso and a drip coffee that was Ethiopian. I also walked out with a retail bag of beans. So I have a Honduras anaerobic washed. Speaking of the devil. didn't go to any coffee places in Asheville, just because I was making my own stuff, and we tried to hike in the mornings, so I would just make my stuff and we'd skedaddle. So, yeah, fun experience. Definitely, I'm fiending for another trip now, so maybe we'll have one in the close future.
I think we'll have one soon. I think there's one in the works.
Anyway, speaking about kind of
the future,
where we're going, hopefully we'll have Coffee Expo.
Yeah. Maybe. I didn't know if you were going to say it, but we're
Coffee Expo. We're thinking about it.
Yeah, SEA Coffee Expo.
If everything lines up, we'll be able to go.
So if you're in Chicago,
we'll see about how that works out. But yeah, that's kind of in our plans. I might have a meet that weekend, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to go or not. We're kind of basing it off of that. But
we'll not go if you don't go. So
anyway, I guess speaking of the future, kind of what, you know, we're going to continue to do this, continue to build up. And just try to, you know, do as many cool things as possible, help you guys learn the most that you can, and also keep, you know, helping ourselves learn within the process of that.
Yeah.
And just trying to build up our community and build up, you know, being, just trying to meet cool people, talk to cool people, exactly, and like, we keep building that up.
We have some really cool stuff coming up. I think the next episode, we're going to be talking with a guy named Wayne, who runs Drink with Wayne on Instagram. He is also a roaster for King's Coast Coffee out in Long Island, New York. And so we're going to talk with him. Going to be a really cool episode, really interesting, different episode, I think. And so I can't wait for you guys to hear that. Tune in next week for that. And so we also just are going to try to get some more cool people on. We're also, if you guys have any questions, like, please reach out. Like, I think we've heard from a couple people, and it's been really nice to see, but I want to hear more questions, like things that we're not covering that you want to hear about, or things that we have covered that you want a further explanation on.
And I think something to, if you're in the Cape area, I think something me and Caleb are really trying to do is do a pop-up soon.
We are going
to
do a pop-up.
Whether it's location is kind of going to be,
location,
we're going to figure it out.
Is determined.
But
time.
Yeah, we're kind of developing a menu. I'm going to do hopefully some really cool pastries. We're going to get some unique drinks.
Super unique. Nowhere else. Can't find it. We're also going to be collabing with the space that we're going to be in to do a drink menu. It's just going to be a cool time.
Yeah,
it's going to be our first serving thing.
And so, yeah, keep up to date with the social medias. If you guys aren't following us on Instagram, we have a YouTube now. Pepe's episode was on that as well. And then this week we will be starting up a TikTok. That's in the works. And on Instagram and all of that good thing. So kind
content,
of moving into
content.
That. Yeah, we're trying to just, you know, spreading our wings and just trying to help you, like, just, you know, be more active, I think, in taking this serious, you know. And
yeah, I think
that, like, what's been going on recently has kind of been like a wake-up call, like,
yeah, I got, hey,
you know,
you're
let's
late.
Do this.
Yeah,
you
let's
know?
Do this. We're going to dive
we're
in.
We're not just going to, you know, stick our toe in the water. We're going to freaking fall in there all the way.
We're going to drown.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. No,
we're not. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. Hopefully crash and burn.
But at least we tried. But at least we tried.
Yeah, no.
We'll have fun while we crash.
We're gonna really take this a lot more serious, I think, this past
week. As serious
week,
as we can, you know,
being in college
and working
and
college and
but
school. And
I think we're seeing the growth that we've had
absolutely.
Thus far.
And
has
I
been
think
really
we're both,
inspiring.
Yeah, we're both in this. So
let's in it to win it.
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
And yeah, so again, you know, circling back to the thank you guys. And yeah, keep your eye out for this week. This should be a really cool episode.
It's going to be cool.
And we'll also have some stuff on YouTube maybe dropping. So drop maybe. That a follow with Sidecar Coffee, I believe our YouTube is.
Sidecar Coffee is the YouTube. We want it to be a platform where we post more than just the podcast. So check out for some YouTube content, some really cool stuff there. And then follow Sidecar Pod on Instagram, eventually TikTok.
Sidecar Coffee on YouTube.
Sidecar Coffee on YouTube, confirmed. And yeah, just stick around for this journey. We're very excited. Or don't. Hey, you can quit listening now, and that's fine. We'll accept it, and we'll crash and burn.
Crash and burn.
All right. Have a lovely week, guys.
Have a lovely week. Little short episode for you guys. Just an update.
Short,
we're alive.
45 minutes.
Bruh. Shut up.
All
right. In this thing.
We
in brother.
It.
That's it.
All right. You can stop listening.
Brew
now.
Some great coffee.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. Enjoy your week.
Thank you.
And
guys.
Tune in next week. Thank you so much for everything you have done. You don't realize the impact you all have on us and how much we love you.
We love you.
Thank you. Bro, press stop.
Thank you.
No, stop
just,
it.
I just want to
stop
just
it.
Talk to you guys real quick.
Stop.
And
no.
Thank you.
Quit it.
I love you.
Cut it. Cut the beat.
I think they're going to like that. I think they're going to love it.